So I was thinking about that in terms of, you have mentioned the divine natural, the divine sensuous, and the divine rational. The divine sensual of the Lord, of course, you have the serpent that's lifted in the wilderness as the uplifting of the sensual. And then this, and then the concept of the divine human. So the divine human of the Lord is that through which the Lord reveals himself or makes himself manifest. So from a logopraxis point of view, thinking about the word and the levels that exist in the word, the divine sensual would appear to me to be the sense of the letter, that is still the Lord's divine human. And then the divine natural would appear to be something above that. And I'm not sure what that is, whether that's the internal historical sense or, but whatever it is, it'll be a sense of the word. And then the divine rational will be the spiritual sense. So those three elements are there. And depending on the state we come to the word at, it meets us either from one of those three levels. And even though the lowest level is described as the divine sensual, the divine is still, the Lord is still fully in it. It's still infinite. So it is still as much the divine human of the Lord as any other level of manifestation of the Lord.